30 days, 30 slurps. Good morning, it is Friday, November the 12th, and you are very welcome indeed to day two of NAPOD Pomo 2018. Right, today I am working from home because, quite relevantly, is that the word? We have the annual boiler service today. Now, we have slight issues with our boiler at the moment. It decides to conk out on us for no apparent reason. And we've had engineers come out to try and fix this problem for, I'd say, at least the last year. And it's still a recurring problem. And of course, with it now coming up to winter time, we could do with a boiler that actually works. So hopefully they will fix it or replace it. I think replacing it will be the preferable option, but I would imagine they'll try and push back on that one as much as they can. Anyway, so today I'm going to answer a question that has been asked to me from one of you. Now, I'm kind of jumping the queue here a bit because the question I'm going to be answering today is actually one that was asked of me yesterday. So it's the most recent question, which is the one that's going to be answered first, because it's relevant, because it's in response to something that I said yesterday. So today's question is from Jonathan, and he asks, what is the coldest you've ever been apart from recording day one's audio? Now, I had to think back quite a way for this one, because there have been two occasions that I can recall where I've had to sleep outside. I'm not going to say against my will, because it was my choice to do it, but I didn't want to do it. So I'd like you to imagine, if you can, going back in time, jumping in the TARDIS, going back to the year 1993, which was, what, 25 years ago? Yes, that's quite scary, isn't it? When I was living down south, I was living in Farnborough at the time, and I would probably say this is one of the, if not the lowest points in my life. Now, put the violin away, okay? This isn't a sob story. And I was living with a lass at the time. And we had the mother of all arguments. And I stormed out, as, you know, it's my thing, isn't it? And I went for an incredibly long walk. I must have walked for about 4 or 5 miles, possibly longer, in fact. I can't exactly remember the route I took, but I do remember where I walked. And when I got back, it was quite late. And because it was quite late, everybody else had gone to bed. And the front door was locked. And I didn't have a key. You see where this is going, don't you? So I tried gently knocking on the front door, not to wake up the entire household, because there were young children in the house as well. And as you can imagine, no response. So I tried tapping a bit louder, and no response. Now, bearing in mind that I was only 21 at this point, I wasn't a particularly confident kind of person. So I wasn't the kind of person to go, bang, 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 let me in. That's not my style at all. Or wasn't my style. I'll do it now. Wouldn't even think about it. But because I couldn't get a response from the house, I ended up sleeping on the floor at the side of the house on concrete. Now, I'm just trying to think what time of year this was. And I don't think it actually matters, because at nighttime, the temperature drops. And it's all relative. Even if it's the height of summer, or it's in one of the warmer spring months, going from, let's say, 20 degrees during the day to 10 degrees at night, that's going to be quite a shock, because it's relative to how, you know, day and night. Anyway, so I ended up sleeping, or trying to sleep, on the floor for quite some time. Failed miserably. Didn't get a wink of sleep. Yeah, I did manage to get access to the house a couple of hours later. But yeah, I'd say that was probably one of, if not the coldest I have ever been. And this is from somebody who used to be in the Scouts and used to go out camping a lot. Me sleeping on cold concrete in an exposed evening is significantly colder than sleeping out in a tent in the middle of nowhere. Oh, shivers just thinking about that. It's a part of my life I don't really wish to recall. But thank you for the question anyway, Jonathan. Really appreciate it. I do have a really nice backlog of questions, which will probably last another 4 or 5 days. So if you would like to ask me a question, as you can tell, I'm not shy about answering questions. If there's anything you'd like to know about me, about my career as a podcaster, anything like that, then go to thelovebugtotalk.com/pod for all the information you need about how to send me your question. Just want to give a quick shout out to other persons who are embarking on Napod Pomo this year. So far, Mr. Al C and Jonathan Relf have started their Napod Pomos. They released their first episodes yesterday. Jonathan released 2 yesterday, which I thought was rather generous of him. He did an introduction show and then did an ambient show from the centre of Nottingham. Very much a soundscape of what they're doing in the centre of Nottingham at the moment, in the Market Square. There's always something in the Market Square, some kind of feature. But if you go listen to his episode, then you will find out exactly what he was talking about. And you can find that over at twineradio.co.uk. And also, yeah, Mr. LC, he did his first episode yesterday. He was talking about his Raspberry Pi and what he did with that. So that's something, if you're of a mind, to go and listen to. And you can find that over at al.christman.co.uk. And both of the links of those you'll find at the bottom of the page over at thelovebug.org/pod. So I think that is probably it for today. I'm going to start this early. There we go. So thank you very much indeed to Jennifer, Jonathan, Al, Leonie, Caroline and Rich for commenting, liking, replying, emailing on however else they reacted over the last 24 hours. Thank you very much indeed. It's really nice to know that you're listening. Very much appreciate your interactions with me in it. Please come and join us tonight for the live recording of the Bugcast at 9:30 PM UK time tonight over at thebugcast.org/live. I hope you'll join me then. If not, I hope you'll join me tomorrow.